Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Welcome, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. And it is January 8th, 2014. Welcome to anybody who's new with us, and everyone who's been joining us for a long time. Just want to say Happy New Year to you, and I hope everything is going right now. And yeah, I'm looking for a sign that everything is good. We've got Nina in the chat room tonight, so you can chat in your questions. And if you're going to do any dreams, please, please make them short, because there's not much room, and Nina's going to text those to me a little bit later. But first, I'm going to give the prophetic word for 2014, and I got some exciting news, and as well as some personal updates to let you know about. But first, let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is flowing right now, and even through the internet, right? I just feel the presence of the Lord is so strong, and that even those watching the tape and the recording later on and listening to the podcast on iTunes, we just say, God, would you just move right now? I feel the Holy Spirit moving. We pray for revelation. We pray for open heavens and dreams and visions, Father. I pray for, just as it's a new year, I just pray that this would be a new beginning for all of us. January 8th, 8 is a number of new beginnings, and this is a new beginning for all of us this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you don't know, I'm sure if you came across me somewhere along the line, but if you don't know, I have a website. It's cleverly disguised, DougAddison.com, and if you go there, you'll find a few things, and one of them is a free ebook that I have, and it's called Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. And I don't know if you know this, but it's my specialty. My specialty is teaching people to hear God and interpreting dreams, and also is to find your destiny and help you do things and to get into and fulfill all that God's called you to do and be. So I became a life coach in the middle of all that. So I want to give you a free ebook. If you haven't gotten it already, just go to my website, DougAddison.com, and you'll see it there. Anyway, let's get going. The prophetic word I have for this month, or for this year, actually, I'll be releasing it out on my blog, and it'll go out on all the websites, the prophetic websites, a little bit later in the week, possibly by Friday or Monday. But God showed me that there's a new gate opening in heaven. And Psalm 24, 7 through 9, lift up your head, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, and let the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? It's the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, and the ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. God is opening a golden gate in 2014 for deeper revelation and greater power. And ancient things, check this out. God showed me this, that the ancient things mentioned in Psalm 24 are going to be revealed to us now. These are revelations that we have not understood previously. I'm not saying we're going to add any new doctrine or anything like this, but God's going to give us new revelation and understanding in the heavenly realm, and also God's releasing things about the ancient ways that we've let go of to bring back in, so that we can actually do the things, the kingdom work, do things at a greater level. It's going to include revelation into things that we've laid down in the past, we've walked away from, and if we begin to pick these up in a new way, God's going to rebirth that deeper understanding. I got these words: into the stones, into the colors, into lights, into oils, into sounds, into music, into art. It's endless, because God is endless. That God created the heavens and the earth. He's a creative God. We're created in His image. Therefore, we are creative as well. He is absolutely, there's no end in sight. And especially for this year, there'll be no end in what God can do. There'll be no limits in it. And so it's the start of a new season. We're coming out of a spiritual drought that really, that we've been experiencing kingdom-wide, and worldwide, actually, but it's a spiritual drought over the last 5 years, and it started in 2008, and that this is a complete new season to break us out of that. And so this is an opportunity to step into a new level, into what God has for you. Revelation 4:1 After this, I looked, this was John writing Revelation. After this, I looked, and before me was a door standing open in heaven, and a voice, and I heard that I heard speaking like a trumpet, said, "Come up here, and I'll show you what must take place after this." And now, when I'm not talking about, you know, the second coming or anything like that, or the tribulation, I'm just saying God's opening a door in the heavenly realm to show us what's going to take place so that we can be prepared, so we can get in synchronization with heaven. That's really important, to get in sync with the heartbeat of God. And you know, one thing, I just got to say this, one thing many prophetic people lack is the ability to understand depth perception, spiritual depth perception, because we see something and it looks like it's here, but actually it might be out further. And prophetic people have this. We struggle with it. I do. I struggle with it. And I ask God all the time to make, just would you allow me to know that the signs and the seasons, and that's why my prophetic words tend to be seasonal words, that way we would know what's going on right now in the heavenly realms, and that we can get into sync with God's heartbeat. Here's a prophetic word that's happening this year, that back in 2009, this is what the Lord told me. God told me that there was words given to you and me and all of us back in 2009 that actually went on hold, and they were intended to be fulfilled right around 2010. So go back and check in your journal. If you don't keep a journal, this is a good reason why you might want to. I found many prophetic words from 2009 that I was waiting in 2010 that would take place. I found them, and they hadn't been fulfilled. And I had written this down, and a day later, after I wrote this prophetic word down, this was last week, it was actually 2 weeks ago, but a day later, someone emailed me and said, sent me a prophetic word I had sent to them back in 2009, and said to me, you know, why hasn't this happened yet, and do you have any insight into it? And I said, I got some good news for you. This is a confirmation that this is what God's doing right now, is that these things went on hold. Now, there's various reasons why they went on hold, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but God can do that. He will do it. For the sake of one, he will do it. For the sake of one of his leaders, that's what I heard, is for the sake of two of his leaders, he put something on hold. I'm sure there was more than that, but there's things important that he wants people to be part of, and when the enemy overplays his hand, God has to, he has to move, because he's a God of justice. Another prophetic word for 2014, reconciliation is going to rule over accusation. Now, the spirit of accusation has been dominating the church for the last few years, resulting in actually things being sick. You know, it's like the Apostle Paul compares the church as the body of Christ. So there's been a sickness of accusation when we accuse one another. Now, this has been rampant. People accusing one another without even knowing, not even looking at what Paul says, to look at the fruit. Jesus even said this, I read it this morning in Matthew, is that you'll know the tree by its fruit. Without even looking at the fruit, begin to accuse people, accuse one another. And I've had so many experiences of being taken into the courtroom of heaven where I've actually seen so many, it's jam-packed because there's so many people accusing one another, Christians accusing each other, and that has to, it locks up kingdom resources, because God has to dispatch angels. He has to dispatch kingdom resources, because you know, when you pray and you come into agreement, it will be done. And this is a time to free all that up, and that we're going to move into the ministry of reconciliation. One of the names that was given to Satan is the accuser of the brothers and sisters, or the accuser of the brethren. Some of you might know it as Revelation 12:10. And we need to be very, very careful that we not come into agreement with that, knowingly or unknowingly, inadvertently. We can come into agreement. There's whole ministries set up now. They call themselves watchdog ministries. In fact, some are watching right now. God bless you. And they look at people like me and others who are moving in the spirit and doing different things, and judge harshly and write articles, and instead of really having, you know, let's find out what we have in common and have the ministry of reconciliation, that way that we can bless people instead of curse them. Romans 12 14 is, bless and do not curse. 2 Corinthians 5:18, All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself, to Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I just want to tell you that that is what is going on right now. God is revealing or releasing a greater level of the ministry of reconciliation, and we're going to see a surge of encouragers just really happen right now, and almost like a wave of encouragers that are going to come and begin to rise up, because this is the time to rise up, and I'm really excited about that. Another prophetic word I got for this year has to do with your birthday, and I just want to say happy birthday, because this is the year. This year, everyone is going to receive a new gift from God on your birthday, on his or her birthday, whoever it is. Every one of us will receive something from God. And this might be greater measure of what you already have, or it might be new gifts, could be healing, it could be prophecy, the gift of serving, whatever. Something's going to happen around your birthday. Most people might not recognize it because they're not attuned to it. They're not used to looking for these things. But I want to say, have eyes to see and ears to hear, like Jesus said, and that on your birthday you can expect something that's going to come. I had an encounter with Jesus in August, and Jesus came into my house right around August 2nd, I believe it was, and it was either the 1st or the 2nd, I can't remember, but he came into my house. He told me this, is that on my birthday, he said, on my birthday, my next one, it's going to be amazing things are going to happen at that time. And he said, tell my people this, is that the birthdays this year are really important, and we need to really come into agreement with heaven and call that down. Father, we just do that. I just do it right now. And what's going on this year would take root, and that this would be a happy year, happy birthday. And so, Father, I pray that in Jesus' name. Another prophetic word I got is that mantles, gifts, and callings are going to be rearranged. That in the spirit of giving, this is the, when God's giving gifts on birthdays, God is freeing up gifts and callings, and he's giving them to people, and he's shifting things around. He's actually taking them from people who've laid them down, and this is not a punishment or anything like that, but he's going to free things up. I did see this. I saw this, happening in the kingdom-wide. There's going to be some callings that have from people who've already gone to heaven, maybe years back, and their mantles. And people ask me, what's the difference between a mantle and a calling? And a mantle tends to be something on a more serious level where we pursue it. Many are called, but few are chosen. Is a verse. I forgot where it's located. Sorry, I'm not Baptist, but I forgot where that's located, but I do know this. Many are called, few are chosen, and that means that many people have callings, but few people make it through that time, to actually cause it to become a greater level of mantle on you or covering. But you know what? Gifts, callings, ministries, they're all the same. They're from the Holy Spirit. Just a mantle has more of a an office, more of influence. It has more experience. It takes someone. You can't just pick up a mantle if you're not experienced. God wouldn't do that because he never gives you more than you can handle. It would be too much for you. And that's why it takes time to develop into these things. And a lot of people are into the instant, instant Christianity, where you want it right now, but you really do have to learn to walk it out to be able to handle it. But God's giving people things right now, and he's looking for people right now who they haven't built the ministry for themselves. They haven't operated in pride. God is lifting up those who've humbled themselves, and the least expected, actually. And those who receive these gifts and callings are going to have a sudden acceleration in your life. Come right around springtime, you're going to see a sudden acceleration. Ministries, businesses, your personal life, those who have been building their lives and ministries, personal gain or on hurting others, are going to slowly start to lose. They're just going to lose influence. Put it that way, and because God is shuffling things right now, and also I just want to say this, is that we got to be careful that we don't get into too much of humility, because there is a spirit going around right now that is really prevalent in the church, and it's a spirit of false humility, and it is holding people down right now. It's because they begin to kind of shriek back, and not go out and be bold with what God's called you to do. And I don't mean proclaiming it in the streets or anything like that, but I mean just allowing God to flow through you and others to see that, to allow His blood to flow through you, His love. And so God is still in love with everybody. And those who once had an edge who aren't using it anymore, well, they're just going to continue on with what they're doing. But God's going to also, He's going to allow others to get in the game that have not been, and some that have been sidelined. I just got this word, some that have been sidelined, some that had thought you had lost it all, you thought you'd screwed up, and God says, I'm going to change something overnight, just like that. So listen to me. This is a time, this is a year of stepping into things, and God's justice is over you. He knows why the things happened, the reason they happened. He knows that the enemy overplayed his hand. He knows that that people had spoken against you. He knows the things that had you been given another situation where the enemy wasn't overplaying his hand against you, you would have probably made different decisions. There is a prophetic word I had for this year. It's called Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. God is doing something new, and it's safe to come home. It is safe. He's creating a safe place to come back into what it is you're called to do and be. And it's going to be an exciting year. 2014 will be a year that the Jezebel spirit will be exposed at a greater level. And I have been under attack since I released this word on New Year's Eve in Dublin, California, with Blazing Fire. Hi, guys. It was a blast. And I just have been under attack, just an attack. Just, I mentioned the Jezebel spirit, and we start, you know, all this spiritual warfare kicks up and stuff like that. But God, here's what God's doing, is that the Jezebel spirit has been infiltrating government and businesses, and people have been operating with this, this decisive, dividing spirit. And I'm not saying it's a woman at all. It's just, it could be women or men. But anyone that's doing dividing or divisiveness, it's going to be revealed. Now, you might be at different levels. If people that operate in this can be at a level where they're just, you know, they're operating out of a wound. Most people have had this wound against leadership or against something like that, and they come in and they try to split people apart and they try to draw people to themselves, and that is going to be removed because it is happening in churches and businesses and ministries in the government, and it needs to stop because it's been stopping the moves of God. It's destroyed previous movements of God over and over and over. It destroyed Azusa Street Revival, the Jezebel spirit did, and you'll find it if you look into church history, you'll find it. It's been there, but God's exposing it so that we can move in new levels this year. Because there's going to be three moves of God. This is what I saw. And it's going to start, and it's going to be in phases over the next few years. Now, this is a few years. I don't have the exact timing on this yet. But God is going to, he's breaking the spiritual drought that we've been in, as I mentioned, since 2008. And I had a dream just a few weeks ago in which an angel told me that the humidity level is at 8. Which is the number of new beginnings, and that I knew that it was ready to strike like a fire, and things were getting like tender, ready for the rain from heaven, and you know, for the rain of the Holy Spirit to come. Isaiah 44 verse 3 says, "Then I will pour out my spirit on a thirsty land, streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and a blessing on your descendants." God's going to move right now during a dry time. And we're coming out of that spiritual drought from the last 8 years since 2008. And I released the word last month that the Lakeland letdown is being removed from the church, and that there was a letdown. And I even talked to Todd Bentley, who's a friend of mine, and encouraged him. It really did, that God's going to move again and going to use all types of people. And if it ticks you off or something like that, you need to examine your heart. Because last I checked, ticked off is not a fruit of the Spirit. it could be the fruit of darkness, and that God's doing something new right now, and we want to get into agreement with it. So the first part, I saw three moves coming. The first phase of this move, new movement, God is going to do a time of refreshment for those who are weary. And there's a lot of weary people right now. In fact, that's why some of the people got angry after the last 2008 Lakeland revival that ended up going off the rails. But everyone's been weary, and they're just, it's a time God wants to you to experience, all of us, these mini revivals, a presence of His gifts in your life. Many people who have suffered from hope deferred too long, you've actually almost been callous because you don't even want another prophetic word. And so many people have left the prophetic, they've left it behind, they don't even want to hear another prophetic word. But I want to declare, I want to break something right now in the spiritual realm. I'm going to make a declaration that hope deferred is broken. And now, Father, I thank You that there's a season of being recharged, of being softened up. And that's the first way we're going to see starting in 2014. The second wave of this movement, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon those who are seeking God with all their heart. And this movement will look very strange as all types of people will begin to be drawn to God. And I've been talking a little bit about it, but God lined this up for me. And I saw in the midst of a new generation is going to awaken to God's love, power, and acceptance. And I'm not talking about an age limit. There's no age limit here. I'm just saying a whole new sound, everything, a new way, almost like when the Jesus People movement came in. It was such a new sound. It was such a new wave, and it was so messy. And it ticked a lot of people off. But you know what? It forever changed things. It forever changed the church. And yes, it was messy, but God is into mess. Because did you know that chaos comes before a new higher level of order? And when God was brooding over, His Spirit was brooding over the earth, the heavens and the earth, before it was formed in Genesis. And it said that there was what? Lifeless, it was without form, there was chaos going on. But then, bam, he says, let there be life. And as that happens, things come together at a higher level. And that's what's going on right now. There's been a chaotic time, and God is about to launch things at a higher level. And He's going to do it the same at the day of Pentecost. It was very chaotic, but then, bam, it just brought something at a higher level. I want to be part of it. I don't know about you, but I say, God, use me, use You. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, we get a hold of this and help bring it in and not fight it, because it's going to look weird. It will. Just like the Jesus People movement had looked weird, it's going to look weird. And the final phase of the three is that God's going to send His power on those who have not experienced it before, like we have not experienced before. And there'll be new levels of God's fiery presence of His healing. It's going to start a new level of a healing movement. Miracles, signs, wonders, deeper revelation. We're going to see something happen. It's going to be like a rain from the Holy Spirit. And I don't know the exact timing of that, whether it's this year or not, but I know that we will see it as things begin to happen. And it's going to birth something. This year, God's new agenda is now opened up. And His agenda is to bring healing and reconciliation to people who've been wounded by Christians. And I've been talking about this for a while. I see it a lot out there. But I can't hold back from speaking into this and prophesying over this. There is a large number of people who've been wounded by Christianity. I'm a Christian myself. On behalf of all Christians, and maybe even people listening right now, maybe you've been wounded, and I ask forgiveness on behalf of anyone who had wounded you. And, you know, I've done things, and I've been one of the forerunners in prophetic evangelism and things like that. And I had studied apologetics at one time. But, you know, one thing I found right now, apologetics is getting ready to give an answer for what you believe and things like that. But you know what I found myself doing now is apologizing. I spend more time with the Ministry of Reconciliation. It looks so weak. I go in and say, I'm sorry. I cry with someone. I hold them. I give them, impart the Father's blessing to them. I listen to their stories. I ask them, wow, what's your story? Listen, I ask forgiveness for the way people have mistreated them. But I want to say God's new agenda is at stopping. And that this is a time that God, he's opening up the doors for everyone. He's drawing in the spiritual outcasts right now. And he's dragging a net along the bottom that's going to bring up some people. All types of all walks of life, and it's going to kind of go against things that maybe we believed or seen before. It's going to look unusual, but God is the God of all things. We've got to trust Him in this time. And in order to be part of this agenda, that you must love unconditionally. You don't have to agree with the person. You don't have to agree with their belief system. You don't have to agree with their political views. You don't have to agree with things, but you must love. And love has left the arena over the last few years. And I'm sorry to say that, but love has left, and we start judging. And when we begin to judge, then judgment comes back on us. And if you judge, whatever you judge, I just read it again this morning in Matthew. And if you judge, you will, by that same measure, you will be judged. And so God wants us to love. He wants the spirit of reconciliation and encouragement to come. And yes, God is going to do something among the, I've been saying this for a while, among the tattooed and the pierced, among those who are into zombies and vampires. It's the most unusual group that's out there right now. Among the gay and lesbians, the new age people, those with various political parties, we're going to see something rise. There's going to see really a time rise up, even in a political party that you might even surprise you. In the liberals, God is going to begin to move. He's already doing it behind the scenes. And we're going to see something that with people that have not been accepted necessarily by Christianity because of this. God is powerfully going to move among women and who are going to be promoted into positions of new authority. They've been held down in the past. And I saw a move of God. I prophesied this a couple of years ago. I want to pull it back out. Is that God's going to move in the African American churches? I just wanted to make a declaration that Pentecostal fire is coming back in the African American churches. There's many of them that have been waiting and listening, waiting, and God says this is the year, this is the time. He says step out and see and watch as this begins to happen. And God is repaying all that has been stolen. One of the other prophetic words I had was the financial ruin has been broken. 5 years ago in the U.S., much of the world experienced a great downturn, you know, the 2008 downturn. But one of the largest bankruptcies in U.S. history occurred in September 2008. 5 year turnaround that God is doing right now from that downturn. God is opening opportunities right now for people to be repaid for houses lost, for all the losses during that time, and also restoring kingdom finances that will come back in. And it's important to pay attention to the, or to not pay attention to negative reports or get caught up into thinking we're going to go down, to get caught up in negative talk radio. I'm telling you, God spoke to me strongly that there's a new thing coming. And this is a time that is very similar to Genesis 26, when Isaac, there was a famine in the land, and Isaac went, and instead of going where his father went, for Abraham, like everybody else, was going up to Egypt. That's what they did in the famine in that time. He inquired of the Lord, and he found out to go into the land of the Philistines, and that's the enemy. He went into the land of the Philistines. In Genesis 26, verse 12, this is over this year. Isaac planted his crops in that land that same year as the famine, and he reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. God wants to do that in your life right now. 2014 is a year of God's mercy on us, and God is promoting people who have loved and who have shown mercy, who have not put others down, who have not driven people deeper into darkness. And if you have, just repent now and begin to move towards what God is having for you, and opening the door for reconciliation. And those who have experienced losses or been over-attacked by the enemy, God is repaying you this year. Just ask and respond. This is a time to walk through the new golden gate that is opening over you. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, open that golden gate right now. Father, open the heavens to be able to hear you on a greater level. And we take authority right now in Jesus' name over sickness, over anything that has been, that discouragement. There has been hordes and hordes of demonic attack trying to keep us from what God is doing right now. But God, I know that you are releasing angels. You're dispatching angels. You're dispatching heavenly resources. The Holy Spirit is moving in a greater level. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Wow, that was a lot going on there. I mentioned my website, DougAddison.com, and the free ebook, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. That'll be handy for you first of the year right now because a lot of people are doing New Year's resolutions. I've got an answer for you that's better than a New Year's resolution, and that is how to change your life like that. How to step into things, and I'm running. Actually, I don't know, not necessarily running a special on it, but I want to just feature one of my flagship messages called "Accelerating in Your Life's Purpose," and it's 10 CDs and a journal that'll walk you right through. These are not sermons; these are designed with a study group. I poured a lot of money into doing this and did beta tested it with various walks of life. Went into a recording studio, and in this is it's 10 30-minute sessions and a journal to walk you right through on how to discover your destiny. I took it out on the road and released it in a book format. It's called Personal Development, God's Way, and forward by my spiritual father, James Gall. And it is how to change your life. Walks you right through with exercises. If you want to lose weight, you want to stop smoking, you want to get a better job, maybe you want to go to school, these exercises in this book or in this audio version or the book will walk you right through it. And I've taken groups through, I tell you, this stuff was revealed to me by an angel over my bed in 2004. And there's a lot of power, and it's using biblical principles in a way that many people have forgotten how to do. All right. Hey, don't forget to donate. Let's help me keep these things free. We keep the webcast free. We usually get about 5,000 people connect, and boy, it's costing us a chunk of change right now with all those video hours. You can go to the donate page. There's a donate thing at the bottom of this page if you're on my website right now, or it's on this page, and it'll open into a new window. So if you want to do it at the end, you can do it, but anything will help us. If you want to become a partner with my ministry, I encourage you to do that because we can't do what God's called us to do here in Hollywood and LA without your help, without your support. And I appreciate all our partners. My Dream Crash Course is helping so many people understand their dreams. You can go to my website, DougAddison.com, look at the training area, and I have the online version, the Dream Crash Course, and the Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation online training. It's only going to be up for a little while longer, that one, because I'm doing my reality show on interpreting tattoos, The Tattoo Prophet, and so I will be taking it down later on, but be sure to take care of that. January 12th, that's this Sunday, I'll be at Bakersfield Vineyard. I'm so excited to see Al and Catherine and the group, and they're going to be a good time on Sunday. Wow, I just felt the Holy Spirit just move just now. January 20, I think it's the 20, yeah, no, it is. It's the 24th and the 24th through the 26th. I'll be in Santa Rosa, California, and pastors Carter and senior pastor Diane Wood, and really excited. I prophesied that she'd be a pastor a number of years ago, and she was just ordained or instated just last weekend. I was so excited to see that prophetic word come about. I'm so excited to go to Vertical Call, and it's going to be a great time at the Those Who Dream Conference. And I just want to give you an update before we go into we're going to go into some Q&A, but I want to give you a health update because I actually have been, and I'll try to make this really quick, but I've been really struggling over the last six months or so, and I wasn't sure what it was. We moved, you know, I thought it was stress. My sister she's in hospice care now and, you know, in her last days, I didn't know if it was the grief of that, and there was so many things, it's called transitional stress. I was under moving. We relocated to Los Angeles, and the house we were going to move in, the townhouse, fell through. And, we had all this stress. But the last 6 months, I have been operating at 25% energy. I've been having what I would call central nervous system attacks, and it's things like stammering and stuttering and anxiety. I haven't really talked about it because I've just had my intercessors and people around me pray for me over the last 6 months. My staff has been on the phone with me every day, 7 days a week, sometimes more than once a day for over 5 months, and praying with me through this, Aunt Linda and I, and it's been a tough time. But I just want to come out with it. That's why I haven't been coaching. I haven't known what it was, and my doctors didn't know what it was. And of course, we run a ton of tests. And as I tell you this, please don't send me your remedies because I've sunk so much money into this. I have some really good natural health coach and doctors to work with. But we got it down, narrowed down to a form of Lyme's disease infections, not Lyme's disease itself, but a form of the infections. I was bit by a tick apparently in Moravian Falls, North Carolina. And so it got activated by stress, and I have been suffering from chronic fatigue and things that you don't understand, that I've never understood with people, but I have a new compassion for people. And if you know me, it's been a tough time, but I'm breaking through. So just agree with me in prayer, okay? Father, we just right now, I just want to agree with healing of these infections that have been in my body and that are going. I'm saying in the name of Jesus, you're going now. And just be in prayer for me and for Linda. It's been a tough time. One of them is stuttering and stammering. As a speaker, I can speak. Like right now, I'm under the anointing. I step away, and I start to stutter. And it's been a tough time, but I just wanted to come out with it and ask you guys please to agree with me in prayer for my total healing, because I believe God's doing something new for the new year. All right. So we got some questions here. In fact, and I usually have Nina call me, but what I decided to do is to use a chat room. That way I can just do this a little bit quicker. And so I mentioned, here's some of the questions here. I mentioned three moves of God. Can you explain what mini revivals look like? Well, revivals, we tend to think are, you know, God's got like something big like Toronto, where 3 million people or more came to one city and one church. Or it'd be like the 50s where, you know, the healing movement started, you know, revivals, or the Jesus people movement. It was a massive thing. But God is not limited to that type of thing. He will move on small levels in your life. You can have a mini revival right in your life. You can have it in your church. You can have it in your family. You can have it in your household. And God is doing that. So there is a difference. It's just magnitude. It's still God. It's still good. You start with a mini revival, and you move up from there. And so I'm looking for the questions again. Here, question number two is, what can we can you specifically or specify, do not fall into accusation? Can you give me an example of that? But it says, do not fall into accusation. What does it mean? How can you do that? Well, examples of falling into accusations is beginning to, you disagree with something. It's okay. Here's what Jesus said. You know, if someone sins against you, go to them personally and reconcile. And what happens is, accusations is when you begin, one way is when you begin to go to other people first, or never go to that person to reconcile, and you start things that can stir. It's called gossip. It's terrible. It's bad. It's divisive. If someone tells me something about a person, I close my ears. I close my ears to it and say, I'm going to think the best about that person. I usually ask, have you talked to that person about it? Because most people forget that principle. You need to go talk to the person before you talk to someone else. Accusation could be where you disagree so strongly that you step up without trying to reconcile with the person, and we begin to accuse them. Like, you can begin to say, God, would you shut that ministry down because they're teaching false doctrine? Well, you know, you can actually pray, God, would you bless that person? You know, it's the opposite. God, would you bless that person with greater revelation? And that's a couple of small examples. I don't want to take up all the time on that. Number three, when can we watch your TV show, The Tattoo Prophet? Well, I'm working on it right now. We just moved to LA. It's taken us about 4 months to get reestablished. Well, to at least moved in here. Still working on getting reestablished. But I don't have an exact date or not, when it's going to be available. But we are working on the connections right now. I've already done the trailer a year and a half ago. I believe it was about a year, maybe it was about a year and a half, yeah. I did the trailer, and there was a big, big interest. And so I just slowed it down because God spoke to me to slow it down. And then we've moved back here, been waiting for us to move back here so that I could be involved in some of the local taping and stuff like that. But I would imagine you could expect, I don't want to put a date on it, but watch for it. And that just pray that God opens the doors, continues to open the doors in Hollywood, in the media industry, as he is already doing. Here's another question. What do blue flashes of light mean? Well, probably indicates the blue tends to be revelation. So probably angelic beings are around, or spirit of revelation is around you when you see the blue flashes of light. And you'll see them on the sides of your eye, or see them in different places. Here's another question. Can reconciliation be for families as well as a church? Oh, of course, yeah. You can, here's the thing. Here's the tough thing about when you say this, that families and churches and things like that are going to get the spirit of reconciliation. We need to also realize that we need to agree to disagree. Everyone's not going to be able to agree. And if you go to forgive someone who has hurt you, doesn't mean you actually have to agree with what they did. And there's a lot of unforgiveness walking around. There's a lot of people who are walking they're just so bound up in bitterness. We need to release people. You don't have to go back in and necessarily confront them, because it may open that same wound up. But when you do it in your heart with God, that's when it's going to open up. And sometimes families are the toughest place, and the church as well is the toughest place for that to happen. So sometimes you may agree to disagree and part ways, or go back in and reconciliation can happen. But I just really want to just pray that happens in both your house and the church right now. But I do know that there's some places that, I don't want to go back in and rile up some of that stuff again. But I do release them in my heart. That's what counts, because that opens the heavens up over you. So here's another question. How do you remember downloads from angels when they speak to you? How do you remember the prophetic words when they speak to you? Well, if you don't remember it, just know this, is that God probably didn't intend you for you to remember it. Just so you know, if you don't remember, if you had this encounter and maybe this angel or God was speaking to you so heavy or you don't remember it all, it was imparted into your spirit. And when I said in 2004 I had an angelic encounter where I got a lot of the stuff for my book, Personal Development, God's Way, I don't remember anything the angel said. Don't remember a thing the angel said. But it was imparted into my spirit, and I went and began to have revelation. I began to know that because God is spirit, he's not mind. He's not anything in your mind. And so if he imparted it to your spirit, you'll begin to live it out. How do I do it? I use all types of things. Sticky notes. I send myself an email. My best one is to text myself, and that way I can or leave a voicemail at home. Call my own number and leave a voicemail. I'll just record it any way possible. If you don't write it down, you'll probably forget it. And so I have a whiteboard. I have whiteboards around me, even small ones, and I write things. I even have one in my car, and I write things on the whiteboard really quick and take a digital picture of it and email it to myself. Those are some of the crazy things, but capture that before it goes away, or you might not have it again. Here's another question. Do we look for new gifts or callings? Does God just rearrange them? What's that about? Do we look for them, or do we just get them? And so you can ask God for them, and he's going to do it. God is going to do this right now in this movement. And you can ask God for it. You know what? I just want to say this, is that the things that I'm doing right now, I don't tell publicly what my encounter was when I got it. And I got some callings that were pretty serious, and they were all accidental. I don't ever remember. I remember once I went and prayed in three places in L.A., and I went and prayed at the Bonnie Bray House, where the Azusa Street Revival started. And I went and prayed in the Angelus Temple, where Amy Simple McPherson was. And here's what I prayed. I just want to tell you this. I didn't say, give me her anointing, give me, because Amy Simple McPherson was the last person to reach Hollywood. Here I am, living here in I live in the west side of LA. But here's what I said. I said, God, if there was anything that she was not able to do, would you give it to us to fulfill? I didn't ask for a mantle. I didn't ask for her gifts. I asked for the call. And the calling was anything they didn't fulfill. I have actually done that. I've done that on other occasions I've had it. I just want to say this, is that when a year after that, we got a $125,000 grant from the Amy Simple McPherson, the Foursquare Foundation. So that was a sign that God opened up the doors to give us favor to fulfill something that she had been called to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm walking in her mantle in any way, shape, or form. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that I'm here to help fulfill things that others haven't. If you do that, try that. God, show me what it is that they weren't able to do in my city. you know, in your church. And it's exciting. So here's a dream. I was looking at a classroom. I was taking a test in a classroom, and I can't read that word actually, inferences or something like that. But I was taking a classroom test. And here's the thing: anytime you have a dream about a test in a classroom or something like that, God is taking you through a testing time, and this is a time where He's about to promote you, and to watch for this, that type of dream. Here's another dream. I dreamed that my dreams had been recorded on an iPhone, and I could rewatch them in my dreams. All right. Well, I was just talking about recording my dreams on an iPhone. That's what I do. And you could rewatch them. But here's the thing. The iPhone, God is giving you a new calling. You know how there's a calling plan. God is giving you a call. You know, the eye represents the prophetic gifting. And so, Father, I just pray that right now that this person has this calling, a new calling coming that's going to really, really step things up at a new level. And I just pray that this new calling in dreams and understanding of dreams. There's many people who are having this right now. That's why I'm praying over everybody. Is going to really start to open up at a new level. All right, here's another one. I have dreams that my dreams had been. Oh, I already got set, read that one. Sorry, my daughter was pregnant and she was not married, or she had a boyfriend yet. This is a dream. Daughter was pregnant. She wasn't married or had a boyfriend yet. Well, here's the thing with dreams. They can either be literal or symbolic. Most of my cases that I see are symbolic. Unless you're one of the rare people, a very small percentage that dream realistic, you know, what you see is what you get, and you only know that by recording your dreams, then in this case, if it was probably symbolic, and if it was symbolic, then your daughter was pregnant. This represents something new coming into her life. Babies are new things, new jobs, new gifts, new ministries, new things, and so the whole thing—the fact that she's not married to her boyfriend yet—is kind of irrelevant. I believe this is talking about. In fact, I know it is in Jesus' name. Your daughter has a calling. There's something new coming on her life, and it will look unusual. That's what that means. All right, here's another dream that my spiritual leader tried to cut off my hands, and I submitted at first, but then changed my mind. Well, that one is something where people were trying to control you or something like that, and you know, it's a warning dream. It didn't mean that, you know, to speak necessarily against that person, because it could be a test, by the way. God will allow spiritual leaders over us to do things to see if we'll, you know, if we will respond in humility. There is a way to respond in humility to that. But it is just saying, too, is to be careful that people aren't trying to control you right now, not necessarily your spiritual leader, but in general, it could be something else along that line. Okay, here's another dream. Is I had a tattoo. Oh, it's not a dream. Sorry. I had a tattoo of a beautiful cross on my back, and there was scripture written next to it, but I couldn't read what it said. Was it a dream? Oh, it is a dream. Okay. I had a dream that I had a tattoo written across my back, and there was some scripture, but I couldn't read what it was. Well, you know, in a dream, when you can't, I said this earlier, when you can't read something, or you can't understand something, or, you know, something is not clear, then God is probably doing that on purpose. It's for a purpose, because he doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what the scripture was. See, the cross was on your back. The tattoo was on your back with the cross and the scripture. And the cross has got your, in other words, the cross of Jesus has your past covered. And I just want to prophesy this right now to you and others who have tattoos on your back. He's got your back covered, and God is just showing you his great love for you, and that he's been there all along. Wow, that's pretty powerful. And here's another one. I dreamed a bunch of colorful butterflies were flying through a meadow of flowers. What does it mean? Well, butterflies tend to be transformation. Now, notice you're probably observing. you're not the butterfly, but you're observing this, but you're in the meadow maybe with the butterflies. It's saying that you're in a season of transformation. Because remember how the butterfly goes from, you know, the cocoon to the butterfly and the flowers and its growth. You are in a season right now, and watch this, between now and spring, that you're going to see something new begin to come out in your life, and it's going to be a very exciting time. And I just want to tell you that a lot of this is in my new book, Understand Your Dreams Now. And it's available on Kindle. It's available on my website. You can, here's what I want to recommend, is see if you can carry it in your church, or go to one of your local bookstores, Christian bookstores, and, you know, take a copy in and see if you can get it. I want to get this out to a lot of people, because it will help you understand your dreams. And you can also take the Dream Crash Course, which will do it for those who don't tend to read but tend to be more video-oriented. You know, sometimes we read so many books. You know, I got so many books. But other times you get something in your spirit. I tend to get it in my spirit if I see it, if I can hear it. And that's why God showed me that the accelerated learning process involves using all the senses, the sight, hearing, printing something out, taking it with you, touching it. There's so much more to do. The exercises where we speak it. And so when I did the Dream Crash Course, I did it in video. It has audio. And also you print things out to read so that it will actually get in your spirit a lot quicker. And I got a couple other things. I dreamed that I saw a law of that. Oh, excuse me. Dream. I am a law-abiding citizen. But why do I have a reoccurring dream that I'm running from the police? Well, police tend to represent authority. And so if you are a law-abiding citizen, that really doesn't have anything to do with it. That means that there's something. There's two things that it can be. I'll let you figure this out, because I'm prophetic, I could tell you. But it would be really good for you to figure this out, and others who are having this type of dream. Is it, number one, is it you're running from authority? In other words, God wants to do something in your life, and you know, I couldn't go operating from with my prophetic gift over the last, you know, 20, 30 years. My goodness, I've been operating for so long, but I had to come under authority. And yeah, I didn't like it at first, but I did. I had to come under authority with my gift. Or the other part of it is, you know, is there something that God wants to do, or something greater that He wants to do in your life? And, or, you know, maybe someone's disagreed with you. Did you know that I just want to say this, not just to that person, but I want to say this to everybody. You can cut years off of your spiritual growth. Listen to me. You can cut years off of your spiritual growth and getting into your destiny once you realize that everything that happens to you, good or bad, is designed to be able to take you into your destiny, is designed to point out things in your heart. And I didn't like it when I I needed to work some things out. Maybe you'll get under an over-controlling boss, and you change jobs, and then, wow, there it is again. Or someone is controlling you. Embrace those seasons. Don't get abused. Don't stay in an abusive place, but embrace those seasons and learn from it. And I had to learn some things that now, boy, am I so glad that my those over my spiritual fathers and mothers did in my life. And now I'm so glad. Back when I was in my early prophetic days, I was hearing the Lord accurate. Oh boy, I would have a clipboard full of words of knowledge for that meeting that I was in, and they wouldn't let me get up to the mic. I had to submit them anonymously, and I didn't like it, and I didn't understand. And people were getting healed and being brought down, but they didn't want me to move in pride. I was too young in the Lord to get that kind of adulation. And so I just want to encourage you to embrace the season that you're in right now, and that God wants to promote people, and it's an exciting time. Here's a dream. I dreamed that I keep dreaming that I get to relive an earlier portion of the day. But everything happens very differently. I got to put on my glasses to be able to see this. But everything's in other words, it sounds like Groundhog Day. This person's dreaming that they're reliving things in their day, but it happens differently. In other words, this is showing you that God is moving right now in your life, and He's showing you that you could actually change things. That's called a lucid dream. But you can change things. He's showing you that your dream life is no different than your waking life. And things that you dream affect your day, and things in your day affect your dreams. And that God is spirit, and because he's spirit, he's able to do things in your life, and he's just trying to show you how the two are not separated at all. And, you know, for those of us who have had a breakthrough to be able to hear God clearly or to experience the supernatural, is we've grasped this, is that God is spirit, and he's not going to speak to your head. In fact, things come in my spirit so quickly, and I let them come out my mouth, or I dream them, that it bypasses my mind. And that when you realize that and trust him, trust God in the process, but take notes. That's why you need to take notes. It's really important to journal. That's how you'll learn. I journal every day of my life now, and it's so important to do. So here's another dream. I dreamed that I was given a white horse as a gift. What does it signify? Well, it signifies being given new power and authority in God, because Jesus comes back on a horse, and that's in Revelation, and he comes back on a horse, Revelation 19, and he had authority. And horses tend to represent power and authority. The white means it's holy. God has given you something new right now, new power, new authority, and to watch for that. And so people who are having horse dreams, that these really are, see, here's the difference between Sigmund Freud said that those horse dreams indicate, you know, sexual issues, latent sexual issues. That's not true at all, you know, because in John's vision, Jesus comes back on a white horse, and he didn't have latent sexual issues. It's power, and it is authority. And I'm really excited for you. Because God is opening up something new, opening the heavens over you. Here's another one. I dreamed that I was being transported across a body of water by mysterious creatures. Well, that probably is a good dream, you know, because the body of water represents the spiritual realm. You know, water is the spirit. And we have the four living creatures we found, in the book of Revelation. And so being transported over a body of water by mysterious creatures, God is taking you into the things I just talked about at the beginning of this word, about the ancient things in Psalm 24 and in Revelation chapter 4, the open door. He's taken you into the deeper things of God, and the deeper things of the heavenly realm, the deeper understanding of angelic and stuff like that. Okay, I got one more. This is the last one. I dreamed that I've been dreaming lately about shooting a movie with an actor, and I've worked with him before. I'm an actor, and it's a reoccurring dream. All right. Well, if it's reoccurring, then God wants to establish something in your life or do something. But in this case, there's something that you have in common with that person. There's a gifting or something, and maybe it's a call. It could be literally a call for you to shoot a movie with that person, or it's saying that God has given you a vision or the same type of calling as they have. That's what I think it is, and you're going to see something happen as a result of that. All right. Well, wow, we got a lot done because we shifted gears, because thanks to someone who recommended that I use the chat instead of the Bluetooth as I usually do, we just have one more dream. I dreamed I was picking up stacks of gold coins and putting them in my purse. God's bringing you new favor, coins and things like that, and gold coins are new favor. He's bringing you new things from the Lord. All these dreams tie right in with the prophetic word that I had for this year. And so glad that we're able to get more of them in this month. We do webcast the first Wednesday of every month, but we moved it this month because of the new year. So next month, I'll be doing it in, but I encourage you to go to my website, dougaddison.com, and check out the ebook. Also, you'll get on our mailing list. We won't bomb you. Consider being a partner with us, or help us to do what we do. And I'm trying to, I just want to say thank you. Listen, There was no way we could have pulled this move off to LA, and me actually going down because of the Lyme's related infections in my body. I haven't been able to work, and the Lord told me that I had a visitation from Jesus. He said in August that I was about to step into His peace and His rest, and I would get more done, with less effort. I had no idea I was about to get sick and I wasn't able to travel, but our partners stepped up and helped us. And I just want to say thank you. And I want to just open up the heavens over you, everyone who has donated and prayed or anything with our ministry, even if you bought something that's helped us out. Father, I pray for a blessing right now because you're helping us move forward. And if you bless the work of a righteous man, you will receive a righteous man's reward or a prophet's reward. I just release that over people and even those who haven't donated. If you don't have the money, that's fine. But becoming a partner really helps us. You receive the inside, prophetic inside information once a week. I send out some things that I usually don't release publicly. But remember about my book, Personal Development, God's Way, and also Accelerating in Your Life's Purpose. And watch for, I'm going to be running the Activate Your Life Calling again. I've been running those right at the first of the year, but I'm going to be doing it in a self-guided course. So you could, with a live coach, one of my coaches, is going to be able to, you'll be able to take it online. And I'm really excited for all that God's doing. I just want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you open up that golden gate? Open up the heavens. Would you give spiritual impartation right now? Would you give the greater level of your authority, angels, dreams, heavenly encounters? And Father, all of that would be, we just lay it on that foundation of Ephesians 1:17 that we may know Him better. God bless you guys, and we will see you next month, or I will see you on the internet.